Alaska's long been a focus of highly produced reality TV and numerous YouTube channels, but Dark Winter Nights takes a simple approach. It's just Alaskans telling stories, like champion dog musher Brent Sass recounting a failed canoe trip.
Told Matt to use the paddle to push me out. He pushed me out, but in the same motion, he was still holding the bear spray, and as he pushed out, he completely, like a 4-second spray, right into my face. So,
how does anyone find us in the world of, you know, what, hundreds of thousands of podcasts these days? I don't know. I still can't really believe it.
Dark Winter Nights producer Rob Prince says he did not submit the podcast or in any way notify the New York Times of its existence, but it ended up on the Times' recent shortlist of, quote, icy podcasts to warm your cold, cold heart.
Feels like we've kind of leveled up in terms of our goal to share the real Alaska with the rest of the world.
Prince, a University of Alaska Fairbanks documentary film professor, has been producing Dark Winter Nights with volunteer staff and storytellers since 2014. There are three formats: live storytelling events, a radio show, and the podcast. Prince says the plan is to capitalize on the Times exposure.
When your pitch comes, you got to swing hard. So we're going to try and milk this for all we got.
Prince says within a couple of days of Dark Winter Nights podcast appearing on the New York Times list, the number of subscribers jumped from 1,700 to 2,600.
That'll make it easier when we want to possibly approach more radio stations to see if anyone else also wants to broadcast the show. Or we also have kind of a dream of going on tour at some point. I think that'd be really cool to take some Alaskans down through the lower 48 or, you know, elsewhere.
The pandemic has put Dark Winter Nights live shows on hold, but Prince says he's keeping busy producing the podcast and the radio version. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.